Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Thank you very much, Benny. I like that. Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women. I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And joining us now is Matt Jones, who is an artist, humanitarian, hunger awareness activist, environmentalist, entrepreneur, who has been seen on King 5 News, Northwest Cable News, Kong, Como News Radio, Seattle Metropolitan Magazine, Chat with Women front page, and much, much more. So join us in welcoming Matt Jones. It's a delight to have you with us.
You're starting to be a regular like Jamie. You're here once a week. We'll just have to have him here all the time.
We can do that.
I kind of enjoy him.
I enjoy him very. It's embarrassing. I'm married and I am enjoying. It's just, you know. Anyway, Matt, you have lived a very rich and colorful life. How has this life of yours evolved?
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Michelle. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Benny.
Yeah.
Haley.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners.
There you go.
Well, ladies, I grew up admiring people like John Lennon, Jacques Cousteau.
Really?
Yes. That list grew as I got older to Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Buddha, Jimmy Carter, my parents. And my parents were really supportive, fabulous, fabulous people. I loved my parents from the day I came into this world.
Oh, that's nice. That's a lovely thing to say.
Oh, thank you.
Are your parents still with us?
My father passed away. My mother is still with us, and she's one of my best friends.
Oh gosh, that's great.
My father was very successful in the corporate world and in his community, and was loved by his children and his wife, my mother. It was just a really easy life to grow up into. I read Tarzan of the Apes books when I was a young child. My father had the whole series, first edition.
Wow.
And I read National Geographic magazine back to back. I wanted a compass. When other kids wanted toys, I wanted a compass and books on how to survive in the wilderness when I was 10.
Really?
Wow. Yes. And as things went, I grew up in the country, and so it was a really wonderful grounding experience. I moved to Seattle right out of college in 1980, and I was pretty much an armchair environmentalist at the time. And I never thought that I was going to be moving from environmentalist to a food feeding or people feeding activist. To me, that was something that needed to be done, but I was so busy with other projects, I couldn't see how I could possibly make a big difference. One day I was in Safeway 10 years ago, and I saw that potatoes were on special for 10 cents a pound. And I bought 500 pounds of them.
Just like that.
Just like that. And but it only cost $50. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I drove down to the food bank at the University District. And I said, "Do you guys need potatoes?" And they said, "Well, sure, bring them in." And I brought in a bag, and I brought in another bag, and I brought in 3-4 more bags. And they said, "How many potatoes do you have out there?" And I said, "Well, I just have 500 pounds. And they said, "500 pounds? And the whole crew came out, and we brought in these potatoes. And it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. So I went right back to Safeway, and I bought another 500 pounds, and I brought them right back to him. And I walked in the door, and he said, "The potato guy's here." And I've done that every year since then.
Fabulous. I mean, just the idea, I can picture that. And that feeling that you got from that is what you've continued doing this. So now, of course, you have a company and a website called
MashedPotatoes.org.
And the idea of your website and your company, what is it? Other than, of course, you're providing potatoes, but is there anything else that the company provides?
Yes. MashedPotatoes.org is a grassroots organization founded on the concept of delivering mass quantities of potatoes to Northwest Harvest. We've aligned ourselves with that very fine organization, and in a very short time, we've become one of their largest supporters. We've delivered over 10 semi-loads of potatoes to Northwest Harvest in the last 2 years.
Wow.
And that number is growing very rapidly. We delivered 90,000 pounds of potatoes to King 5 Team Harvest. That's when mm-hmm. you saw us on with Gene Anderson and Dennis right. Bounds. And that was just for during the holidays. And we did a concert with David Lanz at Benner Royal Hall, where everyone who came to the concert, we delivered 100 pounds of potatoes to Northwest Harvest. That was 500,000 pounds.
For everybody,
50,000 pounds.
For everybody who came, you delivered 10 pounds of potatoes?
100 pounds 100, of potatoes.
100? Everybody
wow.
that showed up?
Yes.
Out of your generosity?
Well, no, it was actually out of David Lance's generosity. He paid for the wholesale delivery of those potatoes from his ticket sales.
Oh, that's incredible.
A wonderful concept to work with other artists like that.
You know what this says, though? You know, people are always saying, what can I do? What can I do? You know, I'm only one person. Well, look what you did. You're one person, and you just went and bought some potatoes, and look what you created. So we can make a difference. One person can.
That's all it takes is one person.
Exactly.
Well, just think if everybody went down to your local grocery store and bought 500 pounds of potatoes for $50, at least everyone that could afford it.
Right.
Imagine what that would do for the state of hunger throughout the United States and the world. I mean, our goals are very lofty. We're not going to stop at just feeding people in the state of Washington. Mashed Potatoes plans to have the opportunity to feed people around the world.
And haven't you done this other places, or is it only in Washington that we're fortunate to have you?
Well, just in Washington, but, you know, we did launch paintdancing.com.
Tell us about that.
Just recently.
We got very excited
about
that.
Yeah, I see your jeans.
Oh, thanks.
He's covered in paint.
And his shoes.
Well, as you know, I'm an abstract painter.
Yes,
and I opened up Gasworks Gallery, which is one of the largest private art galleries in the city. It houses my work, and I also have several artists who work from that building. It's about a 6,000 square foot building across from Dale Chihuly's Boathouse in Wallingford. And we throw a big rockin' party there every first Friday that is free to the public. So if your listeners go to gasworksgallery.com, they can find out about our every first Friday party.
Event.
Yes. It is definitely a party. Uh-huh. I go through about 70 bottles of wine.
Wow.
I'll be there.
Well, great.
Okay,
make that 75 bottles of wine.
Okie dokie.
So people bring potatoes to the event.
Oh, cool.
It's not the entrance fee, but people bring them because we asked them to. And
that's
it's
lovely.
Just wonderful. Now, that isn't how we got 500,000 pounds, but it is sending a message to everyone who comes there that we're trying to make a difference. So we started paintdancing.com with the whole concept that you would paint and dance in my studio all at once. Those are two of the funnest things to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very different. That's what's neat about it.
Don't have to be a painter. You don't have to be a dancer. and we have had a full house our last three events, and we opened up Paint Dancing Los Angeles recently. So go to paintdancing.com, and you can learn all about our paint dancing events. And those are all for charity as well. If you come to Paint Dancing, we deliver 50 pounds of potatoes to Northwest Harvest on your behalf.
For every person that paint dances?
That's right.
Wow.
So do you pay for paint dancing? It's free?
Yes, you pay $15 for paint dancing.
Okay, all right.
And that includes all the supplies, paper, the paints, and you get to have the best time.
It sounds like a rockin' great time.
It really does.
Time does this event start?
It is the second Friday.
Oh, that's
every
the
month.
Second. So what's, okay, the first Friday is the party.
Yes.
The second Friday is paint dancing.
That's right.
Oh, I think I've got it now. By Jove.
8 o'clock each time.
8 o'clock each time. Well, that puts us old fogies.
We're in bed.
Yeah. Well, we just love what you do, Matt. You are inspiration to us all. If our listeners just thought about the generosity that you have given, mm-hmm. and unconditional, you just did it from your heart. You walked in, you saw something, and you made it happen. And if our listeners could follow in your steps, you've just created
some very large shoes.
We're just so honored to have you with us
and to share your story.
Thank you so much.
So give out your website again so that they can come see you.
Okay, it's gasworksgallery.com. Every first Friday is our party. We have mashpotatoes.org, which you can learn all about the organization. And then, of course, paintdancing.com.
He's a busy man.
We didn't get to talk about this man's life,
but he's done everything you can imagine. And that's why we're so happy that he's joined us today. And unfortunately, we have to say goodbye.
Here's our music.
Our music, when he starts playing it, we know it's time for us to go. Thank you very much, Matt. Now, tomorrow we have Mary Hendrickson, who's going to be talking about how she used the law of attraction to create the life of her dreams. So, everyone, dare to dream big.
And remember, live, love, and